And now another Art Bell parody brought to you from the Phil Henry Show.
And now, Coast to Coast AM presents Coast to Coast with Art Bell. First-time callers can call 555-5679. Our wildcard line, 555-3467. For first-time calling wildlife, call 555-7823. If you're calling from my house, call 555-4690. If you're calling from a touch-tone rotary dial cell phone cordless, call 555-3210. If you'd like the charges reversed or you're placing a trunk call person-to-person or just calling collect, call 555-4976. It's, let's just say for kicks you're calling, oh, I don't know, from a meat rendering plant in Canada, call 555-3333. Or if I'm just speculating now, if you're calling from a sewage treatment facility in, oh, the New Guinea outback, how about calling 555-5555? Do you ever wonder why they give out numbers that start with 555 on TV shows? It's because if they gave out the real numbers, some of you would actually call them to see who picked up. Some people are desperately in need of human contact. And speaking of that, here's Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Thank you. And a very pleasant good morning to all of you from across the ocean, around the world, globally, intercontinentally, and galactically. All of you listening in the Caribbean, and all of you, of course, in ships off the coast of Africa. All of you shipmates sodomizing cabin boys, good evening. Welcome to Coast. I'm Art Bell, and in a moment we are going to talk with General Johnson Jameson about a possible breakthrough in the Chandra Levy case. But first, have you ever wondered how enjoyable beachfront property in Arizona would be? What's that? You say there is no beachfront property in Arizona? Well, following the melting ice caps that flood coastal cities caused by global warming, prime beachfront property in Arizona can be yours. If you call now, we'll also throw in the Brooklyn Bridge free of charge, as well as a parcel of swampland in Florida. A diamond ring for 10 cents and some watches I have in the trunk of my car. Plus, if you act now, we'll toss in a Vegematic, a Ron Popeil pasta maker, some dull Ginsu knives, a K-Tel collection, the best of Terry Jacks, an oldies collection, some Slim Whitman, the singer-songwriter's collection, smooth sounds of the 70s, and the greatest big band hits of the 80s. Call now, 555-555-555. Another phony 555 number from Peenemann. And so General Johnson Jameson, I know, is in contact with us. He is in his bunker complex beneath the crust of Saskatchewan. And a very, very pleasant good morning to you, General Jameson. And General Jameson, let me just tell you right away what a great pleasure it is always to speak with you. You have been in the forefront of trying to uncover so many of these secrets and these mysteries.
Art, it seems obvious to me that we've got a real mystery with the Chandra Levy thing.
You are, and I think this is exciting because we do have some photographs on our website. You have, you believe, scientific proof of what actually happened to Chandra Levy, do you not?
Well, but Art, I do.
Tell me a little bit about what you think.
Well, I think the boogeyman has taken her. And
now, you say the boogeyman, and of course we have heard of the boogeyman.
Well, the boogeyman was prevalent for many years, and sort of went laying low. But I think the boogeyman's back. I think he's back with a vengeance. And
now, you do have some photographs on our website of recent sightings of the, and that will be under our Bigfoot section. It's near the Loch Ness Monster section.
Yeah, there's the Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and the boogeyman section. All of those are together.
Go to boogeyman
/... boogie.
And it'll be right there.
That is correct.
All right. This is exciting because if what you say is true, that Chandra Levy was taken by the boogeyman, and of course we've heard so often...
Well, the boogeyman sort of took a backseat to the abominable snowman and the Yeti and Bigfoot, and it never... I think it's a shame because I think the boogeyman is very viable in a lot of different disappearances.
Now, you have some photographs, because that's what the boogeyman basically specializes in.
The boogeyman takes kids, yeah. He steals children. And generally does it by hiding under a bed.
All right, now you have some photographs on our website of recent sightings.
Well, the first photograph shows the boogeyman hiding under a bed. If you go to boogeyman /boogie-woogie, you'll see him under a bed.
Did you have an encounter?
Yes, I did.
This is fact. You had an encounter with the boogeyman.
I got into bed real fast last night so he couldn't reach out from under the bed and grab my legs.
All right. Now, I'd like to ask, what is NASA doing about this? What are the federal agencies doing about this, and how can we bring Chandra Levy back to her parents?
Well, I don't believe it's under the purview of NASA. I think it's more in the Department of Housing and Urban Development, since the boogeyman is technically under your bed.
So that would be housing?
That would be housing. Now, I would just say that I do have some audio.
Now, this audio, and it's wonderful that we're getting so much mileage out of Chandra Levy's disappearance, what with a grieving family, fearing for her safety, and yet we're doing comedy bits.
Well, a lot of shows are doing that, and I just thought I'd jump in with this boogeyman concept.
All right. Now, you do have audio.
I do have audio, and this was captured last night. This was a close call. You'll hear the audio, and...
All right, I'll ask my engineer, Rolf Benerschke, if he could just turn the music down. All right, go ahead and describe what we're going to hear.
This was a close call. I'm getting into my bed, and then you'll hear as the boogeyman tries to get my feet.
All right, this is a recording from last evening.
Oh, I sure am tired. I just set my alarm, my radio alarm to Rick D's. Say about 9:30. I don't have a job. Holy God, what is that? It's got me! Get it off me! Get it! No, it's off.
All right, so that was it?
That was it. He just let go. So if you could, the audio can be heard on boogeyman.com/boogaloo shrimp.
Okay, that's on our website.
That is correct.
All right, that was unbelievable that boogeyman...
That would be...
And the boogeyman, where do you think he took her?
I think he took Chandra Levy and put her under the bed.
All right.
Or in a trash chute in her apartment, or a dryer in the laundry room. Boogeyman doesn't like the light, anywhere that it's dark.
All right, so that is our theory, that the boogeyman took her, and we'll be right back with more of this insanity, this stupid, really idiotic sophomoric bit, in just a moment.
Yeah, thanks a lot for making me a part of it.
You're welcome, General Jameson. Friends, have you ever needed the 555 phone number to give out and confuse people so that they won't call you? Starting today, any phone number with 555 is guaranteed to confuse anyone trying to call it. Now, Pima Enterprises makes available to you a selection of 555 phone numbers never before available. You'll get 555-6784, 555-0990, 555-1238. Perfect for avoiding your mother-in-law. Great for women to give out in bars. And if you're making a movie, insert a few in the script so the pains in the asses in the theater who call numbers they hear in movies will be completely confused. And if you act now, you'll also get a never-before-used 555 number, 555-555-555-555. Get these great 555 numbers while supply lasts. You from Pingan Enterprises. All right, we're back with General Johnson Jameson, who believes the boogeyman abducted Chandra Levy and is holding her against her will under a bed. And you are also now going to look for the boogeyman in your apartment.
Yes, because he was here last night. So I'm going to look for him under my bed. And I would have to ask the question, has the FBI looked under her bed? The answer is no, they haven't. They think they're so smart.
Well, the FBI, that is brilliant.
No, they haven't looked under her bed. Why don't they look under the bed? They won't do it.
Well, we are making that appeal now on the Art Bell Coast to Coast program. Will the FBI please look under Chandra Levy's bed? The boogeyman might have taken her and put her there.
All right. So I'm going to...
Now, right now, and I want you to be very careful, General Jameson, you are on your way to look for the boogeyman under your bed.
Yes, I've got a Walther PPKS 9mm that I have used, I haven't really used since my days with the U.S. military, just before my Section 8, and I'm now looking under the bed.
All right, he is going under the bed now. All we can do now is watch and wait and listen.
I'm going under the bed now.
Oh, my God! Oh! Oh! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
General Jameson, we've heard gunfire. We are still hearing gunfire. General Jameson, are you there? Are you... Did you kill the boogeyman? Are you all right? General, did you kill the boogeyman?
I'm fine, Art.
How did you kill?
No, I didn't kill the boogeyman. My cat's dead.
Oh, I'm really.
And the old lady downstairs has holes in her ceiling. Well, that sucks. That really.
You killed the cat.
I killed my cat. Well, I might as well finish the job because she's still moving. So let me do. All right, nah, she's dead.
Okay. Well, we'll do this interview later on, I guess. By the way, the boogeyman's press office has released a tape of an interview with him, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd be very fascinated.
Here it is, the comments of the boogeyman as captured earlier today.
Yeah, I don't know where she is, man. I did not take her under her bed. I was taking another little kid under her bed that time.
That's all we have.
That's it.
That's it.
Whew, it's rough.
Yeah.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell.
The hell is this?
Well, I always play a nice oldie when I'm closing my show.
Yeah, usually they get... Oh, this is just scary!
Well, it's nice. I like Wayne Newton.
Thank you for...
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. The Boogeyman got her.
We
really did. Thank you and good night from Coast to Coast and the High Desert.
Fag.
Go Dutch treat.
Phil Henry Show.